Council meeting for Tuesday, April 21st, 2026, called to order. Invocation by Steve Ingersoll, Worship on the Water, Floribama Church. Thank you, Pastor. Followed by Pledge of Allegiance and our roll call.
Let's pray. Father, you're a good and awesome God, worthy of all the praise and honor and glory we can give you. Lord, you've blessed us with a beautiful city to live in where life is truly better. And so, Father, I come before you with boldness, not because of anything that I've done, Lord, but because of who you are and what Jesus did on the cross. So, God, your word says to pray for those in government and those in authority over us. So, God, I just ask right now, tonight, that you would fill this room with your spirit of peace and that you would give each of these officials wisdom and discernment as they make decisions and discuss things that concern all the citizens in this good city. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Robertson?
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson could not be with us. Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Nobody's in favor?
Aye.
Go home? All right. Any opposed? Motion carries. Considering previous minutes of the work session, regular council meeting committee of the whole of 3/17/26, and our special called council meeting of 4/1/26. There are no objections. The reading of these minutes will be waived. Are there any corrections to the minutes? There are no corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
Mayor, I've got just a couple, if I may.
You may.
Congratulations, Cindy Hart. I know she's not here tonight, but she has been named our new principal at the elementary school. Cindy's been with the system at that elementary school for 16 years. That's huge. She'll do a great job. I know the parents will be happy, the children will be happy. And if you see Cindy out, tell her congratulations. 16 years with the system. This past Sunday was a great farmer's market down at the our park and our art center. The weather did participate. Hats off, thank you. Great little deal down there. I think the merchants were pretty happy. I think it was very successful. Looks like our pickleball courts and Contorno Park are coming to fruition, and hopefully in a couple weeks we'll be having y'all play pickleball out there. Is that correct, Nicole? And the Contorno Park, I love going out there early in the morning. It's awesome. The ospreys are fighting over the pond, you know, and it's just such a just really neat setting. But anyways, that's all I've got. Thank you.
Great job, Nicole, on the farmer's market. Let Kristen know, because we know how hard you worked. And nothing but rave reviews. So a lot of plans going forward. So we'll get it. We're going to something special done.
The next one will be on May 3rd.
May 3rd. Okay. Woody?
So the Baldwin County Commission Environmental Advisory Committee presented the City and Nature Conservancy an Environmental Stewardship Award for the Lower Perdido Islands Restoration. Wow. Just want to let you guys know. I went to the meeting today, and there was a lot of pictures, a lot of handshaking, and you know, back patting, but it was a big deal. So just want to let
Good.
You guys know.
Yeah. Well, great.
Thank you, Woody.
Thank you, Woody.
Awesome.
Appreciate all your hard work.
Thank you.
You used to run for mayor. So, any other announcements? Auditing of accounts?
We have to certify the cash requirements when no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest and SWIFT supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Motion carries. All right, we have a proclamation declaring April 2026 as National Donate Life Month. And I'm not going to read all of it, but it is obviously a very important subject. Whereas we in Orange Beach, Alabama, feel that the Donate Life cause of saving, healing lives through organ, eye, and tissue donation is such immediate and worthwhile importance that now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the Orange Beach City Council and Mayor that April 2026 is National Donate Life Month in the City of Orange Beach. All residents are encouraged to register their decision to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor at legacyofhope.org or at the local DMV. So, thank you. Is anybody here?
We have two ladies.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Come on up.
I knew you already looked familiar, so I didn't know if y'all were terrorists or what. So. Thank y'all. Y'all want a picture or anything? Is it? Yeah, come on. Moving to new business under miscellaneous approval. Fiscal year 2024 audited financial statements.
Move to approve the 2024 audited financial statements.
Second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of restaurant retail liquor license application for the club at the Wharf. Last Mango Bar and Chill.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to resolution. Resolution authorizing execution of a fourth amendment to the grant award agreement with the National Audubon Society for the stewardship of coastal Alabama beach nesting bird habitat.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement. Deronda Ponder, Elizabeth Wood, Caroline Steele, for special needs AIDS services for Expect Excellence program.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution amending the employee's pay plan job listing to implement changes recommended by the Comprehensive Classification Total Compensation Study.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for rifle range site work at the shooting complex to Trip Tech Construction, $234,325.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution. Memorandum of Understanding, Orange Beach Fire Rescue and Escambia County Fire Rescue.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appropriating funds to the Baldwin County District Attorney's Foundation for and in addition to the sponsorship for the 2026 Paddles for a Purpose Pickleball Tournament.
Move to adopt the resolution for a sponsorship in the amount of $5,000.
Second.
Discussion.
I just wanted to pass along a message from D.A. Wilters. He wanted to be here tonight, but there was a crime vigil in Foley that he had to attend, but he wants to thank the mayor and council for our support.
We had breakfast a couple Saturdays ago, and he did extend that out, and we really appreciate everything that he does throughout his department, and it's unbelievable about the underfunding, and we've had discussions about that in the past. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the city.
We need to vote.
Do what?
Vote.
There was a motion and a second. We just need to vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the city of Orange Beach to join as a participant in the current futures opioid settlements.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the sale of the Orange Beach Event Center at the Wharf.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a state subrecipient disaster assistance agreement, State of Alabama, Orange Beach First Responder Hurricane Safe Room.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution for professional services agreement with Heidi Lemon or Lemon for 2026 Summer Theater Camp.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, Gerald Mills for 2026 Summer Theater Camp.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a use agreement with the City of Foley for safety barricades 2026 Hot Air Balloon Festival.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of an agreement for consulting services with Orion Planning and Design to update the Orange Beach zoning ordinance, $163,540.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with AECOM Technical Services Traffic Signal Study at 161 Terry Cove Drive to enhance pedestrian accommodations, crossing safety, $17,400.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes. Since we brought this up and since you brought it up and said there's such a need, I have slowed down and experienced what you're talking about. It is very dangerous. And as we're leaving the work session today, four of the council members got a taste of that light trying to exit for 10 minutes. So I got out and told the council person behind me, get over in that lane so that line, and then he was honking the horn at me because the green light.
If there was a call into PD for road rage, it was sort of that way.
Officers, it was me telling the council member to get over there in the other lane so that, but yes, it is very dangerous since you brought it up. And so thank you. That's all.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a software service renewal, Zap Software, 2026 Freedom Fest, 2027 Seafood Fest, 2027 Festival of Art.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of video surveillance equipment, pickleball courts for the Parks Rec Department through state bid. Vision Security Technologies, $42,116.18.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of an access control system, softball, baseball, locker room, Parks and Rec, $4,626.86.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution establishing a fee schedule for the Expect Excellence Summer Theater Camp.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Have they decided what amount that would be?
$200.
How much?
I believe it's $200.
$200? Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long is it?
2 weeks.
That's a good deal.
$200.
Very good deal.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appointing a member to the Orange Beach City Board of Education. And may I ask that we table this, Jerry's request, he being with his...
Is really Jerry's request?
Ill, yeah, he would like to, he'd like to vote.
Okay.
Okay.
Move the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Moving to public hearing. Public hearing for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, Bayside Orange Beach Garages, Phase 2, conditional use approval. Griffin.
Yes, this is for the Bayside Garages. Last year, they came in for the first phase of their development. And this is for the south building, and one of the conditions of the approval from last year was that they had to come back get another conditional use approval for the south building. So that's what they're requesting. This is at 24689 Pelican Place, zone general business. Again, it's a conditional use for the second building. Planning Commission considered it last week, gave it a positive recommendation on a 6-0 vote. You see on the screen, that's where the site location is. Next slide. Next couple of slides are just going to be aerials of the site. First one's from December 2025, and then our next one is from April of 26. Next slide. Both of these are April 2026 aerials that were flown. Okay, next slide. This is site plan. You see the north building and the location of the south building. The total building coverage is 27%. North building is going to have units 1 through 12, and then the south building is actually going to be two buildings. So total, would be units 13 through 21. You look at on the south building, you see 13 units, 13, 20, and 21. They're sort of in that bold print. Those are going to be built at the time when the north building is built, and then the remaining units will be built in the future phase. Again, it's two buildings. Units 13 through 16 is going to be in the west building on that south building, and then on the east, there'll be units 17 through 21. They'll have five parking spaces that will be located between the two buildings. Next slide. And this is just a floor plan for the south building. Next slide. The next couple of slides, these are building elevations. This is it's going to be very similar to the applicant's development that he has in Biloxi, Mississippi. So we go to the next slide. Okay, then the next one. And the next one. All right, the next one. So it's 2.25 acres, again, 27% building coverage. It meets all the setback requirements. This is going to be single story. The land use buffering is required on the south side because you have a single family residential use to the south. Wetlands, it's going to be 0.34 acres. These are located mostly on the south side. They will mitigate or fill 0.05 acres. No parking is required because this is a mini warehouse, but they are providing five spaces between those two southern buildings. The driveway, there will be a 16-foot driveway that will be gated, and that will be paved. And then Pelican Place, it's part of the approval. They're required to make improvements to that roadway, and that's increasing the width to 24 feet. Next slide. Project, again, there will be a 30-foot land use buffer on the south lot line. They're going to have a solid fence, 8 feet in height. They're going to have to provide landscaping. And the trees that will be provided, they'll have to be at least 8 feet in height at the time of the planning. The exterior building material will be metal as allowed by the zoning ordinance. Buildings will again be like the developer's existing facility that he has in Biloxi, Mississippi, and the mini warehouse and self-storage facilities, these are permitted in general business as a conditional use approval. Conditions of the approval, the trees planted in land use buffer have to be 8 feet in height time of the planning. Any commercial signage that they have will have to comply with Article 15 of the zoning ordinance. I'll be subject to the conditional use approval guidelines in Article 4 and then providing their storm drainage calculations and geotechnical report at the time of the site permitting. And if you have any questions.
Thank you, Griffin.
They're there the other day, and I think that they're already starting to widen a little bit of that road.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Pelican.
Yeah. Any other questions for Griffin?
Nope.
It's a nice project. I think it's a good place for it.
And there's a need for it.
Absolutely.
As we know.
Agreed. We'll open the floor to anybody that would like to comment on this project. Okay, if not, public hearing is closed. Moving to ordinance is a first reading ordinance, amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, Bayside Orange Beach Garages, Phase 2 conditional use approval.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Motion carries. First reading ordinance providing for continued local recognition of state routes within the city of Orange Beach.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion? Call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, let's move committee the whole meeting. Tell me when you're ready, Renee.
All right. Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Robertson?
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson is absent. Mayor Kennan?
Yes, here. Consideration of previous minutes from the regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 4-7-2026. We'll move those forward for review. Moving to miscellaneous, discuss amendment to recreational vehicle rentals ordinance. Under new business, miscellaneous.
What are we?
Yep. Yeah.
It's here for y'all.
It's still a work in progress.
Any additional discussion? Yes.
Still a work in progress.
Yes. Should have a draft for you for the next work session for y'all to review and then get on an upcoming agenda whenever everybody's ready.
Thank you.
I did have two separate texts. It's a little bit unrelated, but children on e-bikes over the past 48 hours and near misses. So I would ask that all parents that are allowing their children, especially unsupervised, number one, not having helmets on, and number two, blowing through cross streets, we beg of you to please protect your children.
We are also working on an ordinance draft regarding the scooters and e-bikes. I believe Nicole and Woody are doing some research on that as well as to the trail as well as the sidewalk.
Okay. Discuss board of adjustment appointment. I had asked Ms. Tina DiVersa if she would entertain joining
Tina,
our board.
There she is.
And she said yes.
Great.
So
let's put her to work.
Thank you.
Yep. Good choice.
Yep.
Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm good too.
Thank you for your willingness to serve.
Yep. Would you like to make a speech?
Thank you, Tina.
Well, tell us how you're going to make it better because it's all messed up now. So, ain't that right, Ryan? All right, moving to resolutions. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with Volker, civil engineering, land surveying, construction management services. I'll read all these and we'll come back. Resolution authorizing the execution of task order for Volker. Evaluate improvement alternatives for the Baldwin Beach Express, $55,899.20. Resolution authorizing purchase of a vehicle for public works. State bid, Cyrus Ford, $59,674. Resolution approving the submission of a 2025 Municipal Water Pollution Prevention Annual Report. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order for FOTH Infrastructure and Environment to perform engineered beach annual monitoring, $59,200. Public hearing for ordinance amending ordinance 172, the zoning ordinance Moon Dance PUD boat slips, 5/19/2026. Public hearing, the Wharf Landing Residential District PUD, 5/19/2026. Are those dates good for this?
Yes, sir.
All right. Anybody got questions on the resolutions? Any resolutions? Okay. Public comment? Anybody got anything they'd like to say?
Just a reminder that our next meeting has been rescheduled to a Wednesday. So it'll be Wednesday, May 6th at 5 o'clock p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. And a town hall meeting will follow immediately after.
And we're going to be discussing the pirate ship, from what I understand.
And this will be the first chance for public commentary on it. So yes. Nobody's missed anything. This will be the first time.
Well, there's actually three opportunities: town hall, planning commission, and public hearing with the council.
Correct.
So,
but this is the first of the three.
That's right. So everybody has an opportunity to make one of those at least, I would think, if they got something they'd like to add. Anything else? Anyone else?
Thank you, everyone, for attending tonight.
Yeah, I had something and I lost it. So okay. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.